Good afternoon, everybody. I welcome you to the afternoon edition of the Commetrics University Coffee Break webinar number 16 for Wednesday, September 15th, 2010 at 1600 hours. This webinar is about 20 minutes. We'll probably finish around 15 minutes. It's in English, of course. The topic is Why Outsourcing Social Media Marketing Fails. I'm your host, I'm Erzi Gattaker. I'm the Chief Technology Officer of Commetrics. We produce software to benchmark your blog at my.commetrics.com. You may have a look and check it out. By the way, I have a great post today on the blog about the FC Barcelona, Real Madrid, Chelsea and others, how they use social media on commetrics.com. It's quite appropriate since we have some Champions League games today. So without much further ado, I'll switch to slide number 2. If you have a question or anything, please just raise it in the chat box. I'd appreciate that, and I'll try to answer. Then on slide number 3, so we're gonna address 4 factors today regarding social media. I think the first thing we can say right away is what will fail is if you hire an intern and try to make him or her use your social media stuff or do your social media stuff all alone. So the intern may be very knowledgeable as far as Facebook and Twitter and MySpace, Second Life and so forth can be considered, but he or she may know very little about your customer policy, your philosophy, the company's history, and the product in general. So this is not the right way to go about it. Brings me to slide number 4, which is the first factor. The first thing we need to be clear about is non-core activities. Non-core activities for social media marketing or social media work in general is, of course, the design of your web page or your Twitter page or your Facebook fan page, the text editing. You may use a text editor to edit your content for your blog or other things, and the technical matters. You may have somebody who is a specialist to make sure that all your plugins on your WordPress blog are updated appropriately, and you may not want to worry about this very much. That seems quite appropriate. So this is something to consider. This is not necessarily your specialty. So like you give out some of your accounting work, or you may hand out some other types of work, such as who runs your canteen. The same thing can be for such operational work for your social media activities. On slide 5, I'm showing you factor 2. The strategic issues must be addressed by the team. So, for instance, the reason for using social media or what you want to accomplish with social media, that's kind of your task to do, and you need to discuss it in your team. So the outside talent, the consultant, the coach, they can all help you getting trained, but they cannot make the decisions on where you want to go. So you have to chart out the path and you have to decide. And I think Anita, in one of her comments about this webinar, made an important point when she said only you or only the company or the employee, somebody who is with the company, can be authentic when trying to comment on Twitter or trying to give feedback on Facebook. This morning's webinar, somebody brought out an important point that, you know, if you're somebody like Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, you may not be able to respond to every single thing. So if it's general stuff, there may be some company people who can respond on your behalf. But if you write, Steve Jobs doesn't blog, but he writes sometimes newsletter entries where he informs everybody what his thoughts are about a particular issue. That he does himself, and he works with people. They may probably support him in one way or another, and somebody may edit it, and the legal office may look at it. And then when he gets responses in the thousands based on what he wrote, then he can have help from other staff. But they're usually not outsiders. They're not the Apple's advertising agency, or they're not some kind of a consultant. This brings us to the point or factor three, which I outline on slide number three. How does social media fit my strategy? I think you have to define what social media is in the context of your organization. What does it mean for you? How do you want to use it? So if we look at the context, I mean, what kind of business are we in? Recently, I just read a fantastic blog post about great examples of how to use social media. And what they used was Google and Starbucks and Gillette and some other famous company like Coca-Cola. That's all great, but those are all consumer brand, some of the most famous consumer brand, as a matter of fact. They're global brands, they're known all around the world, and for most of us, this does not apply. So for Commetrics or Sitetribe Labs, where I'm part of, we're so small, we're not a global brand. We're just trying to have a local brand, for that matter. And of course, our webinars and other things help, but we have to address social media differently than somebody like Nestle does or Deutsche Bank, because our pockets are not that deep, and we're in a different business as well. And then, of course, we also have regulation. In different countries or different industries, regulations are different. So if you're in the drug business, you have very strict regulations on what you can say. And while you may use a blog to push your product in the US, you can't do the same in Germany or in Switzerland, because regulation does not allow it. And then, of course, strategy. What do you want to accomplish with social media is also a thing. I use the example of orthopedics. The question is going to be, who do you want to approach, or who do you want to reach? So if you have social media activities such as Twitter or Facebook, the question is going to be, will your orthopedic surgeons be on Facebook? Will they even care if you have a group discussing this on LinkedIn? For instance, Philips has a group for medical appliances, and it runs on LinkedIn. But the problem is that it's managed by the advertising agency, a marketing guy from Philips, and another sales rep. So if you are an orthopedic surgeon, you're going to look at this and you're going to say, well, what can these people tell me except trying to sell me something? So this group doesn't have the credibility or the depth or the know-how I need, or the kind of know-how that I want to see in order to make it worthwhile for me to even join this group. So I think you have to look at this. And if you do a group for people who may have a hip joint from you or from your competitor, that those are consumers. So of course the group is going to have to work different. This has to be addressed. And if you are a charity and you have a famous person and you use him or her to raise funds by offering a free dinner with him or her, you have to use a different strategy. And the question is going to be, are your people on Twitter? Are your people on Facebook? Or would it be better to have a blog post and also have the printed media or TV do something about it? That has to be addressed. And of course, if TV says this is an interesting thing because this is a celebrity you're having, we want to have an interview with him or her, then TV might give you more than a blog post could or a tweet could. On my slide number seven, we have factor four. Is it a blog or is it a web page? Does it matter? And my argument is it doesn't really matter. And in both cases, you want to make sure that you have regular content, and the blog is very convenient to put up regular content and have this content work with the search engines like Google, whereby it's a content management system which will allow you to do this very well. And I have an example of this. This is a web page for MX. This is the Swiss part of MX. There's the American one, I think, which will happen in October in Texas. The Swiss one, they basically use WordPress. This is a web page, but it's run on WordPress. And on the left side, the lowest one says blog. It's hard to read on this one. And as you can see, it works perfectly well. And the user doesn't need to know if the content management system on the in the background is WordPress or something else. And if it has a blog, but the blog for this particular convention was very good because the blog started already to have news items 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks before the actual convention happened, and then there were lots of posts during the convention and even some afterwards, so to keep the excitement going and to get press attention and to get links. Okay, so this was a different kind of strategy. This just shows you on slide number 9, it just shows you the English version. So I'm now on slide number 10, where I come to the what I call decision time. You can outsource the grunt work, but you really need to make sure that it's not the core activity in social media which you outsource. So that means you have to put your toe into the water and try to figure out and learn what can be done and what should not be done. And that's only you who can do that. On slide number 11, so strategic thinking is your job. You can ask the consultant or the coach to give you help, to help you learn how to crawl, to help you learn how to run, but you are the one who ultimately will have to run the race. You can't send the coach. Okay? People want to see you run the race. People want to talk to you and not to some kind of a consultant or somebody else. And the consultant can never talk on behalf of the company. This brings me to slide number 12, where I just rewrap the conclusion here. So we have factor one, which is the non-core technical stuff. You can outsource that, as I said. Factor number two, the consultant can advise, but he cannot decide. He can give you training, and she can give you advice, but no more and no less. Factor three, we said you have to figure out how the social media strategy fits the company, and that may of course also require that you have the right resources, as I say below, and you have a budget. And finally, factor four, if it's a blog or if it's a webpage, it doesn't really matter. You should probably have both. And for instance, we at Commetrics and Sitejob Labs, we don't have web pages as such anymore. They're all blogs. They're all run like blogs. They're all run on WordPress, new, multiple users, and we're quite happy with it. This brings me to slide number 13. You can download the slides again at the usual place, university.commetrics.com, and you can also get in touch with me if you wish to do so. I urge you to download the slides because I have some examples on slide number 15, and I also have some examples on slide number 16 and 17, which I'm not showing here because of time restrictions. But they give you further examples from a large retailer and from others on how you can use this particular technology. This brings me to the end of this particular webinar. It's webinar number 16 from Commetrics. And I urge you to also have a look at the Commetrics University blog, university.commetrics.com, and look at the latest blog post and download the radio show for this particular webinar, the podcast. It's available, as well as the PowerPoint slides. I hope to see you in 2 weeks' time, which will be October, of course. It will be September 28th, where we will talk about some issues regarding Facebook, Google Maps, and some others, where geotagging and other tools can be a threat to the privacy of your customers as well as your employees. And we'll discuss some examples on how companies try to manage this particular problem. Thank you very much, and I look forward to meet with you again next week. Thanks, and goodbye, and have a nice evening.